sinner, and you need mine now. I wanna see all your skin. I'm a wizard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm a wizard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah!
At 11:02 and through the tears, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. Yes, count them, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have in fact been double dong daring you since 1990. It's why Mike at Classic Rock Mine loved me so much, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 55 minutes, around about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And yes, we are extremely sad about the departure of Mike Conway, but take note that he has a free pass here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Whenever he wants, he's been one of our favorite substitute programmers ever in the whole dang history of this radio show. One of them. I don't want you people out there taking offense to this. There have been some great ones, but he's right up there in the top of the ranks. He's welcome back here anytime he wants. Who knows? Maybe we'll even do some of those joint programming shows that we always said that we would do that we never did. No, I'm not doing anything special for the 30th anniversary. Moving on. I had the most painful experience of my entire life yesterday. Physically painful, horrible. Horrible. Ouch. Why'd we have to do that? Why are we going to have to do it again? That's all I got to say there. Luckily, you get a radio show out of it. You, the listener, especially those of you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Such a loving bunch of people you are. But yes, it happened. More stuff's going to happen. And I always ask myself when things like this happen, why would I call the doctor? I don't want to afford the bills right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Because if your heart is feeling sore, call a doctor and I'll fix it for sure. I'll be over right away, but you might find you have to pay for a private consultation and a guaranteed cure. When you're dying of a dreadful disease, listen to the beating of your heart, and then I'll take you gently by the hand, and as you when the trouble first began, and then I'll look down deep into your eyes, and if your temperature continues to rise, there's only one way to make it stop. I'll have to prescribe the strongest medicine I've got. If this doesn't kill you, it'll kill, but I know it's gonna give you a thrill.
your head to the tip of your toes. I'll tell the world that's what I call a healthy girl, with a smile like that and lips like those, and a cute little way that you wrinkle up your nose. I'll tell the world that's what I call a healthy girl. When you're that healthy, with a charm like that, in times like these, you could be a star, baby, on TV. I'll tell the world that's what I call a healthy girl. You're that healthy, with a charm like that, in times like these, you could be a star, a baby on TV. I'll tell the world that's what I call a healthy girl. I'll tell the world that's what I call a healthy girl.
Have you ever heard of organic foods?
No, I've never heard of orgasmic fluids. I mean, what did you say?
I said organic foods.
Oh.
Say, fella, where do you eat?
Oh, Soggy Diner. I like a Grimm's Burger now and then, but I usually eat at McBarnyard's Golden Starches or Colonel Bucket's Chicken Blasphemy.
It's certainly evident. Look at yourself in that mirror.
Huh?
Look at your complexion.
Oh.
Look at those zits. Stand up straight. Stick out your chest. Smile. No, smile.
I am smiling.
Good heavens, man, your face has gone limp.
Obviously.
Obviously, I got here just in time. You need health foods.
Health foods? But I'm not healthy.
Exactly. And you should start with brain foods.
Oh, I hate brains. I don't see what this has to do with me.
It has everything to do with you. You are what you eat.
Last week, I was a hot dog, except when I was a French fry.
Now, listen, punk.
This morning, I was a glazed donut.
Shut up! You're making me sick. Now, get this straight. I'm your organic gardening angel.
Huh?
I'm here to tell you that if you eat organic foods, you'll feel better all the time.
Are you implying that mankind wasn't meant to suffer?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm just saying do what you can.
Well, I'd rather do what I can.
Never mind all that. Just eat natural foods. They're super...
You mean supernatural?
You said it, buddy. Supernatural. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Temperatures 1003. me feel so great. I jump right up and I kiss her. I don't need nobody yet.
He's got bruise, hurt, black dust and mojo. Don't let him sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
Take heed, all you cats that don't believe.
Well, I don't believe.
I've got gooey dust on my sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
I can cure your bruise from your head to your toe.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
He's got bruise, hurt, black dust and mojo. Don't let him sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
If your girl's done something to make you weep,
he's done everything.
Talking to sleep.
What you got?
people say that rappers don't have feelings. We have feelings.
We have feelings.
Some people say that we are not rappers.
We're rappers.
That hurts our feelings.
Hurts our feelings when you say we're not rappers.
Some people say that rappers are invincible.
We're invincible.
We're invincible. But you are about to hear our true stories.
Real experiences.
Autobiographical raps.
Things that happened to us.
All true. Bring the rhyme.
I make a meal for my friends. Try to make it delicious. Try to keep it nutritious. Create wonderful dishes. Not one of them thinks about the way I feel. Nobody compliments the meal.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
I feel like a prize asshole. No one even mentions my casserole.
I got hurt feelings. I got
said something nice about my professor role.
Here's a little story to bring a tear to your eye. I was shopping for a wetsuit to scuba dive, but every suit I tried was too big around the thighs, and the assistant suggests I try a lady size.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
I'm not gonna wear a lady's wetsuit. I'm a man.
It's my birthday, 2003. Waiting for a call from my family. They forgot about me.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
The day after my birthday is not my birthday, Mom.
I call my friends, say let's go into town, but they're all too busy to go into town. So I go by myself, I go into town. Then I see all my friends, they're all in town.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
They're all lined up to watch that movie, Made in Manhattan. Have you ever been told your ass is too big? Have you ever been asked if your hair is a wig? Have you ever been told you're mediocre in bed?
Have you ever been told you got a weird shaped head?
Has your family ever forgotten you and driven away?
Once again, they forgot about Jay.
Were you ever called homo cause at school you took drama?
Have you ever been told that you look like a llama?
Tears of a rapper.
Don't wanna make a rapper cry, then watch what
I'm
you say.
I'm crying tears of a rapper.
Pouring out the bullets of my eye.
Co-created tears of a rapper.
These are the tears of a rapper now.
These are diamond tears of a rapper.
These are the bulletproof 24 karat gold tears of a rapper.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And you know, there's no doubt, not a doubt in your mind, that one went out to Athena. Because we love Athena. All of us do. We all love Athena. It'd be great to get her on the air again someday. Something to think about. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. Exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. For current exhibitions and hours, search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery or give them a call, 617-627-3518. That's a public service message from WMFO right here on the campus of the Tufts University in Medford. So much more to get through, as we always feel at this moment in the program. And no, that wasn't 30 minutes. That was 24. Plenty more to go. We'll be back with the radio obituaries right around the midnight hour. I think it's an interesting set tonight. Well, it's usually fairly interesting anyway. Oh, let's go on to a tune that you knew there was no way I would skip in a show like this tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, A flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen?
When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really fussed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however, can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well, Jaga.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Ah.
Oh, a cut-up, he's a clown, a master with a story or a joke. He does gags and imitations while doing operations. He keeps his patients laughing till they croak.
Dr. Quack will never fail you. He'll cure whatever ails you, or otherwise you'll give your money back. And in case it's necessary, he'll call the mortuary, our funny family doctor, Quincy Quack.
He devoted all his skill in developing a pill to pep up pooped out people instantly. Well, it pepped them up all right. They got higher than a kite. They had to sober up on LSD. Doctor, I did go. He said, I'll make you well if there's a chance. I'll cure or I will kill you. Either way, I'll have to bill you. Therefore, you'll have to pay me in advance.
Dr. Quack will never fail you. He'll cure whatever ails you, or otherwise he'll give your money back. And in case it's necessary, he'll call the mortuary, our funny family doctor, Quincy Quack.
I knew. You say time will tell.
come in. Oh, it's my organic gardening angel. What are you doing here?
This sure is a sleazy hotel.
Oh, it only cost $18 a month.
Believe me, it's not worth it. Well, did you buy the food?
Oh, you mean the health food food?
Yeah, the health food food.
Yeah, there it is on the table.
You haven't touched it.
Oh, no, I was just looking at it. You said it was supernatural. I thought it would change or something.
No, schmuck, you eat it and you change.
Oh, it doesn't glow in the dark?
You eat it and you glow all the time.
Well, I guess I should eat it.
Yeah, punk. Eat it.
Oh, what should I start with?
Oh, boy, you really lay yourself open for him, don't you? Take a bite of this apple.
Well, here goes. Oh, it makes me shiver. It reminds me of my childhood. It's so apple. My voice. I can't believe the difference. Oh no, my voice has gone back again. It doesn't last very long.
It has a cumulative effect. Keep on eating organic foods and you'll be able to maintain yourself at a higher plane all the time.
Oh, but I'm afraid of heights.
Nitwit, ninny hammer, eat natural foods and you'll overcome your fear of feeling good. Here, finish this apple. Have some orange. Organic dried apricot. Wash it down with carrot juice. Just keep on eating this stuff and you'll be healthy. Also regular.
Oh, naturally?
Yes, even supernaturally.
Oh, weird.
Young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A, say. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old. Vitamin A. I want to say I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
What a great doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a wizard for rheumatism. What a great doctor Granny is.
Yeah, come on down here, Granny, and tell us about it.
Once when Jake was ailing and the
temperature arisen, I hung some acidity around that neck of his. He woke up next morning, he was downright well.
But Granny, how about that smell?
What a great doctor Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. Any city germ or any kind of bug can stand what comes out of Granny's jug.
Now tell me about your new miracle drugs, Granny. How do you do it?
Take a quart of stump water that's aged in wood, and fine lizard age with dried beetles is good. A little dog bane and a mud dauber's nest, and my few magic words will do the rest. And if that don't work, I use the old-fashioned remedies.
Yeah, Granny, now how do you do that?
You put some beeswax in a boiling pot, make your patient sniff it while it's steaming hot, then burn skunk weed and throw them a spell, and they'll all jump out of bed feeling well.
What a great doctor, Greg, you bet. She can cure disease that ain't been invented yet. And if you're super cynical, the Mayo Brothers Clinic will tell you how great our Granny is.
For me, I don't give any pills, I don't send any bills, and my doctoring services is free.
What a great doctor Granny is, and curing miseries. Granny is a whiz, she's got a thousand remedies for rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny is.
Now you tell us about it, Jethro.
If on top of your head there's nothing but fuzz, Granny's got a secret, beats anything that was. She'll make you a poultice with a little bare fat. You'll soon have too much hair to wear a hat.
Dr. Granny is. Granny's got a cure for anything that is. She's a whiz, a curing rheumatiz. What a great doctor Granny
Feeling kind of queasy, kind of weak around the knees. The doctor, yes, I know, has just what I need. And while he's at his office, I head to his home, where his wife is waiting, pretty and alone. I don't need no doctor, his wife will do just fine.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through, tell the doctor, stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the Injun chief and his tommy hawk back the little rain and the fish. 'Cause you know, then anyone else could love you like I do. Is mine, so to speak. Tell a doctor, stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the Injun chief and his tommy hawk back to little rain and the fish. 'Cause you know, no, it couldn't be true,
true,
that anyone else could love you like I do.
No, nobody else could love you. the needle in town. He has beauty for many miles around.
He done proved it.
He bagged the needle, Sister Hannah, last Sunday morning. When her husband came home, she had packed and gone.
Alabama doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Now, Alabama doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
What kind of man is that?
Don't vaccinate me on my arm. I wash and iron, said Miss Brown. Where can I vaccinate you, said the doctor with a frown. She said, well, doctor, seldom I sit down.
Alabama doctor is the best vaccinator in town. The doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Yes, dog.
He's a vaccinator, yes, he's a vaccinating hound. When he sticks his needle into your skin, you can tell the world is too bad, Jim.
Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Now, our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Tell the truth.
Don't none of you, sister, turn our good doctor down. He vaccinated Sister Lou and Sister So-and-so. Every time I seen him, they wanted some more.
Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town. Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Yeah?
He's so easy, he never makes a sound.
No, no he don't.
He take his big needle, put it in his hand. He knows how much each sister can stand.
Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town. Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
It looks like all the women just run him down.
Sure enough.
He told Sister Jenkins and Sister Mary Brown, if you miss this vaccinating, ain't nothing to be found.
Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
Now our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town. Don't laugh at him, because he ain't no clown. If you don't think his vaccinating is tight, just call around his office most any night.
Our family doctor is the best vaccinator in town.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... Doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Come on and ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang.
hear a doctor in the house.
Yes, I'm a doctor. I like it. He came on the scene in a derby hat.